think God called you to live on a deserted island. Do you? I get that some of you love to be alone. I get it. Ask anyone who knows me and they will tell you I'm an extrovert. But I still get the desire for alone time. Just me, myself, and I at times is exactly what I need. People can be exhausting. People can be difficult and messy. People can drain every ounce of energy out of your soul, it seems, at times. You may feel like it's hard to find someone to connect with. Still, we are called to go to the people. We are called to love people, all people, even those who hate us or get under our skin. God wants you to move toward people. The broken, messy, hard to love and be around because they drive you crazy kind of people. You know why? You're one of them, and so am I. We're all a mess. I really try to extend grace and compassion to every heart because I am in such desperate need of it myself. We're all in different places on the journey, but together we can help each other along the way. I read somewhere that foxholes are never dug or intended for one. If you are in a battle, you want someone by your side. You want someone to have your back. You can't see a full 360 degrees. You're not a chameleon with those crazy eyes. We need each other, and God designed it that way. Ecclesiastes 4:9. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. God is all about community. And if you are not connected to one, you are fighting your battles alone. That's not how God intended it. Two are better than one, Solomon wrote. A good friend will help you up when you fall. Yes, they may laugh first, but laughing at ourselves can be great medicine for our heart. And who better than a friend to help us do that? The kingdom of God is not about flying solo. If we find ourselves not allowing others to invest in us while we also invest in others, we can easily become like a stagnant pond. Nothing fresh coming in and nothing fresh going out. 1 Corinthians 12 reminds us we are one body made up of many parts. We are all gifted in beautiful and unique ways to serve the body, and through that, the world. If one part jumps ship, then the body is lacking. I love in Titus 2:4-6, how older women are instructed to teach the younger. It's beautiful and can only happen if women of all ages move into the lives of each other with intentionality and humility to listen and learn from both God's word and our stories of life that connect us. If you're young, the way you live out your life can be a big encouragement to someone. Paul tells young Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:12 to be an example in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Students and young adults, your commitment to Christ and testimony is something people need to see and hear. They won't unless you go share it. You see, we all have a part to play. God doesn't want us isolated from one another. He wants us to engage and love one another. When we do, we're stronger in the battle. That's the truth. Step out of your foxhole for one. Reach out to someone and talk about faith, talk about life, and encourage one another. The body of Christ will be stronger as a result. I'm Lori Klein.